Just a few blocks northwest of the Capitol building is Shenora's Beauty and Barber Supply at 829 West Saginaw Street, Lansing. Shenora's was established by its owner, Ora Fuller, 29 years ago today. Now, as you drive past Shenora's in the Genesee neighborhood of older storefronts and modest two-story houses, you can't help but notice something. Shenora's west wall is adorned with a beautiful two-story, 40-foot-wide mural depicting influential and popular African Americans and other figures from recent years. Adjacent to Shenora's is another older, faded two-story mural on the side of a house, also featuring African American leaders and notable figures from earlier decades. Both murals were inspired by Ora Fuller's desire to showcase African American achievement throughout the world to all Lansing citizens. Ora Fuller's niece, Michelle Burks, is co-owner of Shenora's, and WKAR's Peter Wharf spoke with Michelle yesterday about Ora, the Saginaw Street murals, and her years with the store.
I came here in, I think it's 1995. I was 13 years old, and we were the first Black-owned Beauty and Barber Supply on the west side. And she didn't want to just do it like just for Black folks. She wanted everyone to, you know, come in and see too. But the mural on the wall, the murals is like people who made a difference in America, period. You know, the nows of what was going on right now, like Oprah Winfrey, she's a big success and she made a difference in the community, in her community, and the lives of other people. Martin Luther King, Barack Obama's on there, Beyonce, a little bit of everybody.
It's cold out. Do you mind if we go outside and just look for a couple minutes?
Sure, that's okay.
I promise I won't keep you out very long. We're looking at the more recent of the two murals. There's quite a variety of personalities on here, from sports figures, Tiger Woods, the Williams sisters, and two figures in art and entertainment, Will Smith, and there's Russell Simmons, Def Jam Records.
Michael Jordan, Barack Obama, Condoleezza Rice, Yolanda Adams. Her granddaughter is the one who wrote the poetry on there. And then it was Michigan State students that came out and helped paint it this time. The most recent ones on here, so.
Nice.
And it's supposed to be for inspirational purposes and people who actually made a difference and is doing something with themselves that, you know, can say, like, I want to be like them when I get older. So that's what that painting is for.
There's a poem entitled "I Believe That I Can." Do you mind sharing that with listeners?
I believe that I can. With the strength of a woman and the pride of a man and the courage in my heart, I believe that I can. I will reach for the stars. I will grow and pass. I will follow my leaders until my own path. With the reach of my hand, I will rise. I will stand. I will fight for my chance. I believe that I can. By Shenora Danielle Williams. And that's her granddaughter.
This is a mural on the side of a house next to the shop that's the oldest of the two murals. It's kind of gray tones now. It looks like it's faded a lot.
Yeah, she doesn't want to get rid of it, so I think she wants to just have someone come and repaint it, but don't take the detail out of it or make it look cartoonish, just to keep it back in its original painting. This one is the original one, and this is by Mark Beard, and this was in 1994, I believe this painting was built. We have James Brown, Michael Jackson, Ice-T. And then that's a new one that was just put up there, though. Bernie Mac, because he recently passed.
And our local guy, Magic, on the left.
Right.
he did pretty well for himself.
Yep, and it's Think About Your Future. Yeah, she doesn't want to get rid of this one. That's the only reason why this one hasn't been repainted yet. So if there's any good artists out there that think they can duplicate this exact painting, give us a call. And this is what it's for at the top,
right,
where it says live, hope, diversity, beauty, strength, believe, create, respect, family, community, pride, and love. That's what all of Shenora's is about. It's not just about hair products or any of that, because when you come into the store, you're going to be greeted and, you know, we have friendly conversations. We're in the community. We grew up in the community, so we're for the community, and we're in small business for business.
Misha, I appreciate your kindness and hospitality. Thanks again.
Thank you so much, too. I appreciate you coming out here.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.
You are saying that...